Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Attention, investors! In case you haven't noticed, government bond prices in the U.S. and around the world have been falling for the past few months. Could this be the sign everyone has been waiting for that interest rates are finally going to start rising? Well, here to help me with that question this morning is Doug English. Doug's a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors. And Doug, tell us where you are today. Greenville, Charleston?
Today is a Greenville day.
So tell us about this bond market sell-off.
Yeah, it's been an interesting one, Mike. It began in April when several economic factors started getting a little bit better. Economic growth turned up. That decreased the demand for bonds. In June, the 10-year Treasury suffered the biggest one-week sell-off that we've seen since 2013. Usually, investors think of Treasuries as safe and stable. The degree of this pullback has taken the yield on 10- and 30-year Treasuries to new highs, and high-quality bond returns in June, as measured by the Barclays Ag Bond Index, has dropped to negative year-to-date returns. That really causes investors to feel a lot of stress, especially the conservative folks that tend to invest in that category.
Does this mean that we might finally see the Fed make a move with short-term interest rates?
Certainly beginning to look like that's going to be the case this fall. You know, two of the traditional drivers of bond yields are economic growth and inflation. In May and in June, we saw better economic growth, and along with that, higher inflation expectations. That drove investor confidence to change in the course of the global economy. But even after the recent sell-off, return expectations going forward for bonds still reflect a pretty darned expensive bond market.
When we checked in with you earlier this year, you were indeed projecting flat returns for the bond market this year. Still expecting that, or are we maybe going to look at negative returns now?
We're not going to be so precise as to say, here's what it's going to be. We're going to say we don't think it's going to be substantially different than zero, maybe a little bit negative, maybe a little bit positive, but pretty close to zero. We find that these yields that are higher than they have been, but still pretty low historically, along with additional price pressure, points to a pretty low opportunity set, a low return environment for high-quality bonds in 2015. For this recent sell-off, we think it's unlikely that it's going to really get legs and become a scarier decrease in bonds that would cause a big negative event for them. But let's step back a second and talk about, why do we even bother with these things? Why do we bother with bonds in a portfolio? For many investors, bonds are the alternative to stocks. And specifically, they're used as an asset class that typically goes up when stocks go down, and they earn a positive return along the way. Another way to think about this is bonds have been used as a risk reduction vehicle for your portfolio while also providing a source of return. If we're going into a period of time where this risk reduction vehicle is not likely to have a positive ongoing return, what else might your listeners do, Mike?
Hey, that was going to be my question for you. So we don't want to put money in bonds. We don't want to keep those in our portfolio now, or maybe start reducing them a little bit. What do we put in there then to complement the risk of the stock market?
We got to find something else, something that goes up when stocks go down. And there's lots of options out there. Most of them are much more expensive than our old favorite bond index funds and a lot less transparent. You know, we like things that are simple and cheap so that our investors get the largest potential returns. One way of handling this issue is to reduce the maturity of your bonds so you're not as affected by potentially rising interest rates. Now, you've got to understand when you do that, that means those bonds are not going to help you much if things go poorly. You might then adopt a risk reduction technique for the stock portion of your portfolio. We use a combination of systems for our clients. One I'll share with you is to pay attention to the 200-day simple moving average of the asset class you follow. 200-day simple moving average is just the last 200 days of the value of the asset divided by 200 and gives you a line that you can pay attention to. When you see your asset class cross through that line, that's your alert that you might want to reduce the portfolio risk. And if you do that historically, you can get out of the way of a lot of the market's sustained downturns. Your listeners can chart the 200-day simple moving average on nearly any asset they like on their favorite finance website.
All right, Doug, great information as usual. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts, and there you will find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.